Dear Cheap Astronomy, what were the first stars like? This is still something that's the subject of mostly hypothesis rather than observation. It's thought that 380,000 years after the Big Bang, the universe had cooled sufficiently for electrons to combine with protons for the first time. This made the universe transparent to light for the first time, resulting in a bright flash of ultraviolet light, which nearly 14 billion years later, we now measure as the cosmic microwave background. But after that first flash of light came the Dark Ages, where the universe was filled with predominantly neutral hydrogen atoms. Light then gradually returned to the universe as these atoms slowly clumped together to form the first stars, which then clumped together to form the first galaxies. The light of those objects ended the Dark Ages and re-ionized the interstellar medium. Well, that's the current theory. We're still a long way from seeing those first stars, if we ever do, but the James Webb Space Telescope is now giving us observations of the first galaxies, which surprisingly often already had supermassive black holes at their centers. Such an early appearance of supermassive black holes was unexpected, but does give us food for thought about what exactly happened to end the Dark Ages. There is no obvious reason why neutral hydrogen atoms should clump at all, since they have no attraction or repulsion due to charge, and the universe that contained them was expanding. So this is where we assume dark matter must have played a role. It's assumed dark matter was produced in the very early moments after the Big Bang and has mostly been a fixed quantity since then. So, in the Dark Ages, dark matter would have been quite densely packed and hence very prone to clumping, remembering that gravitating is about all that dark matter does. So we think it may have clumped, forming enormous gravity wells, into which neutral hydrogen then began to clump and did so sufficiently to generate its own gravity. Current thinking is that the first stars were very big, ranging from very big to stupendously huge, depending on the size of the different dark matter wells that contain them. The main reason for the first star's huge size is almost zero metallicity. Those stars form from almost pure hydrogen and a bit of helium. A simple atom like hydrogen can't easily radiate heat away, since such radiation generally involves an electron dropping to a lower energy state and releasing a photon. The electrons of hydrogen and helium atoms are already in their lowest ground state, and so can't drop any lower. So a hot cloud of hydrogen, helium, and nothing much else has to accumulate an enormous amount of mass until its gravity can overcome the expansive pressure of its own heat. In the modern universe, higher metallicity gas clouds tend to fragment as bits of them cool at different rates, hence forming smaller stars. The averagely big stars that formed in the early universe are thought to have been maybe 10 to 50 solar masses, which is big enough to enable stellar fusion to build heavier elements, and then go supernova to spread those elements out across the interstellar medium. So this accounts for the presence of elements like oxygen that the James Webb Space Telescope is picking up in early galaxies. Bigger early stars, from 50 to 500 stellar masses, might have collapsed directly into black holes, and then really, really big clumps of accreting hydrogen might not even have managed to commence stellar fusion before they collapsed, perhaps into supermassive black holes. This is the current popular explanation for the high prevalence of supermassive black holes, within a few hundred million years of the Big Bang and of the very first hydrogen atoms forming. So, at least in the latest modelling that we built, it seems that both stars and black holes could grow faster back then than they can now. Hence, stars were generally a lot bigger back then, but the modern universe's supermassive black holes are way bigger now than they were then, since once black holes get started, they will just keep growing.